今天教会读经的进度是到四世纪第十二章。
Let's open to the book of Judges. Today's reading, we start the book of Judges chapter 12.
我们前几天我们从第一章开始来看。
Days ago we started on the first chapter.
整个四世纪是以色列人进入迦南美地得地为业的光景。
This is what happened to the Israelites when they went into the land of Canaan to receive the land of promise.
从第一章、第二章就看到了一个很可怕的光景。
So the first chapter and second chapter in which we see the terrible scenes for the Israelites.
就是当耶稣亚还有那一些跟耶稣亚在一起的那些长老还在的时候。
While Joshua and the elders that served with them were still alive.
他们都敬畏耶和华。
They feared the Lord.
但是当他们死去的时候。
But after they passed away,
他们就怎么样离开神了。
They forsook God.
这一点让我们看到是什么呢？
So what do we see from this?
传承。
The kind of succession.
没有传承。
They did not pass on.
当然神没有叫耶稣亚再找一个这个带领人。
Of course, God did not ask Joshua to find another leader.
但神律法的传承。
But God's laws were supposed to be passed on.
怎么会因为这一些长老去世以后，他们就不认识耶和华是谁呢？
So how come after these elders and Joshua passed away, they didn't know who God was?
也就是说，他们在生活上的行为上面呢，没有一个美好的传承。
Means that in their living and their lives, there was not a pass on of God.
在教导上没有一些很好的传承。
So in their teaching, they did not pass on.
这一个。在四世纪的一个阶段里面，我们可以用几句话来表达。
So from the book of Judges, we can use a couple of verses to express.
虽然生活在应许地
，even though they live in the land of promise，
根基已经败落了。
That their foundation is corrupt.
这个虽然生活在应许之地
，even though they live in the land of promise，
根基已经毁坏了。
Their foundations are corrupted.
那这个是很可怕的光景。
So this is a terrible scene.
这个就是四世纪里面给我们看到以色列的光景。
This is what we see in Israel, in Judges.
那给我们警惕是什么呢？
So what is the warning to us?
就是我们活在应许之地的时候。
When we live in the land of promise.
我们活在神的信仰盼望之中的时候。
When we live in faith and His hope.
要注意根基有没有毁坏。
We want to make sure that the foundation is not destroyed.
圣经告诉我们，根基若毁坏，义人就不能做什么。
The Bible tells us if the foundations of the righteous are destroyed,
表示呢，
what can they do?
给我们看到整个趋势里面，今天的教会，今天我们生命的个人，是不是合乎潮流？
So today we need to consider whether our living, the church, the teaching, are we in just in trends?
是为了合乎潮流包容而容让了那一些错误的进来。
So are we try to compromise by living in the hot trends today?
哎呀，那一间教会很大很属灵，他们在推广一些工作。
So the church is very big and they're very spiritual. They are promoting certain works.
是好的，我们当然可以借镜学习。
So if they are good, of course we can copy and use.
是错误的，我们一定要很小心。
But if they are wrong, we need to be very careful.
我知道在整个加州里面很多人喜欢听一些名目的这个录音带。
So I know that in Southern California, a lot of people like to listen to very famous recordings.
但是不太会分辨。
But they do not know how to discern.
因为根基根本不稳定。
Because their foundations are not firm yet.
而只想要听到一些好像对他有帮助。
They just want to listen to what seems helpful to them.
那这些名目如果是走一些比较市场经济化的，
so if they go toward the economy,
让基督徒比较喜欢听的这些话语，
so they speak things that delight the Christians.
再加上一些哲学跟这一些这个心理学的这一些东西把它混合在一起，
and they add a little bit of psychology, a little bit of philosophy to it, so that
那么就怎么样走一个好像。包装很好的一种信仰。
It looks like a faith that's well packaged.
那有没有想过这跟圣经有没有合乎？
Do they consider whether they are consistent with the Bible?
我们是否可以用外面的东西来教导我们百姓？
Can we use that stuff from outside to teach our people?
如果我们重回生命记的时候，摩西是怎么教导？
So we go back to the book of Deuteronomy, how did Moses teach the people?
不容迦南地的风俗习惯以及他们敬拜偶像的方法进到以色列当中。
he would not allow the customs of the Canaanites and their customs and the way of living into their ways.
因此他最重要的就是把他们赶出境界。
So the most important thing was he drove them out of the land.
那么可惜呢，这个我们看到了在这一个啊四世纪里面开始的时候呢，他们就怎么样，没有办法赶出迦南的。
But sadly enough, in the book of Joshua, we see that they were not able to drive them out of the Canaan land.
圣经里面有一句很奇怪的话。
There's a very a puzzling verse in the Bible.
神与以色列人同在。
That God is with Israel.
但他们却没有办法赶出迦南的。
But they were not able to drive the Canaan.
那是什么意思呢？神与我们同在。
That God is with us.
但是却没有办法赶出迦南人。
But they are able to drive out the Canaanites.
问题出在以色列人身上。
The problem is in the Israelites themselves.
把这个呢，迦南人的强大呢，看过于比神同在更大。
So they look at the strength of the Canaanites over the strength of God's presence.
以至于呢，神的同在呢，仍然给他带来很大的恐惧。
So even though they had God's presence, they still had a lot of fear.
他们没有从整个的历史里面看见
They did not see from the history
神怎么样带领他们攻打
That God, how God led them to fight
他们哪是一个军队可以打这些迦南人
So they had such an army that able to fight the Canaanites
完全都是神
Not because of them but because of God
因此呢人行为里面没有办法成义
That's why in men's actions they cannot be justified
以色列没有办法靠着自己来救自己
Israelites cannot save themselves.
以色列也没有办法靠着自己来成为一个大族。
They cannot become a great nation by themselves.
这都是神一步一步的引导。
This is step by step guidance from God.
我们没有办法因为我们自己的好行为或是我们多少的认罪使我们更加的洁净。
No, not because of our actions or because our confession we are holier than others.
除非我们归回向神。
Only by returning to God.
回到神的面前来
When we come before God.
开始遵循他的公义他的怜悯
And to walk according to his righteousness and his mercy.
重新回到那生命记里面的教导
And return to the teaching of Deuteronomy.
这样子我们才可以看到说生命我们的生命里面是有盼望
So that we can see hope in our life.
对四世纪给我们看到一个很没有盼望的这一些工作
So in the book of Judges show us the works that are hopeless.
但是给我们看到什么呢?
But what do we see?
神仍然慈悲怜悯。
God still had compassion and mercy.
多少是兴起士师来。
And often he would raise up judges.
我们从第一章我们看到。
In chapter 1.
27节。
Verse 27.
马拉西第27, 第一章27节。
Chapter 1, verse 27 of Judges.
马拉基没有赶出伯善和属伯善乡村的居民
But Manasseh did not drive out the people of Bethshan or Shan
最后怎么样迦南人却执意住在那个地方
So at the end the Canaanites were determined to live in that land
那么这一个呢迦南人呢我们居住在这一个迦南人的地区
So Canaanites live in that land
更给我们看见的是那个迦南在我们的心里
What we see is the Canaan in our heart.
是造成多大的分量
How much he gave us strength.
以至于我们没有办法把迦南的这一个恶习完全从我们的生命上赶出去
That we are not able to drive out the evil traditions of the Canaanites out of us.
如果我们刚刚信主的时候，我们要改变我们个人的坏习惯啊，这个是比较困难的，能力有限。
So when we first come to Christ and we want to change our bad habits. It's hard because we're limited in power.
但神与我们同在，我们也经常追求神的时候，当我们力量渐渐成长的时候
，But when we continue to see God and God's presence is with us, and as we grow in power,
是否还容让那一些罪中之乐在我们的生命当中呢
？Should we let those wickedness still remain in us?
这些呢，都是我们在看四世纪里面有一个很深的感触。
This is what we see deeply in our heart when we look at Judges.
他们已经进到迦南地许久的日子。
They already been in the land of Canaan for some time.
仍然没有办法赶出迦南人。
Yet they were still not able to drive out the Canaanites.
最主要是在这一个里头赶逐有一些困难。
So because there was some problem they encountered.
这些困难是人想出来的困难。
These problems were imagined by them.
神给他们的 应许是什么？
What was the promise that God gave to them?
一个人可以追赶千人。
One can drive out a thousand.
啊，这个在耶稣雅记第二十三章里面，你们一人可以追赶千人。
In Joshua chapter 23, he says that one can rout a thousand.
那为什么没有办法赶出去呢？
Then how come they couldn't rout?
他们没有把这种应许当应许。
Because they didn't treat promise as promise.
他们安居乐业以后，把他们想要的当成最重要的应许。
So when they settle down, they only look at what they received as a most important promise.
改变那老我的生命里面的时候呢，大致上也是这样子。
So this is what also happened to the old Christians that they tried to drive them out.
没有以天上的国度为应许。
They did not use the kingdom as their promise.
以地上的安居乐业为首先。
So they treat the earthly things first.
圣经给我们
first place.
神的话语给我们教导是先看国度，地上的国度才成就。
So, but the Bible tells us that we should look at the kingdom above, that the kingdom on earth will be established.
所以当我们很认真的在神的国度上工作的时候，
So when we work hard in the kingdom of God,
我们在赶逐这些上面的时候，我们就会知道应当要怎么行。
So when we try to drive these nations out, we know what to do.
第二章第十八节。
So in chapter 2 verse 18,
当他们在这一个当中被整个迦南人欺负的时候，
So when they are being taken advantage of,
耶和华为他们兴起士师，
The Lord raised up a judge for them.
就与那士师同在。
And he was with the judge.
士师在世的一切日子，
So all the days that the judge was with
them, 耶和华
神
救他们脱离仇敌的手。
He saved them out of the hands of their enemies as long as he lived.
因为他们在整个被欺压的过程当中，他们唉声叹气。
Because they groaned and cried out when they were oppressed.
所以耶和华后悔了。
So the Lord repented.
神怎么会后悔呢？
Why would God repent?
我们再重申一遍，后悔就是神不按着我们的过犯待我们。
Let's say again, God repented is because he doesn't treat us as our sins deserve.
我们理当自作自受的在那一个迦南人的捆绑底下。
Well, we receive our just fruit when we are under the suppression.
但神不愿意按着我们的过犯来待我们的时候，这一句话在圣经里面他用不到任何的我们能够明白的话，他只能讲我们比较懂得后悔呀。
So, because we don't quite understand God, another word to substitute the concept that he doesn't treat us as our transgressions deserve, he used the word repent.
因为当时他们开始怎么样转离耶和华去拜偶像。
Because he turned away from the Lord and to worship the idols.
这些以色列人呢，过了在那个地方没有超过一百年的时间就已经没落了。
So, they weren't even there for 100 years, they were completely destroyed.
如果那一个世代耶稣亚那个世代已经过去的时候呢，另一个世代来临的时候，他们就离弃了神。
So because the generation of Joshua went away, the new generation pursued God.
人为什么会有这种失落呢？
So why would men fall like this?
从第三章给我们看到说，失落是没有体会神心意的结果。
So in chapter 3 it tells us that men fall because they don't mind the things of God.
不在乎我们有没有本事去赶出迦南人。
So, do we have the means to drive out the Canaanites?
在乎我们站在属基利新山的位置，还是属以巴路山的那个位置？
It depends on where we stand in Mount Ebal or Mount Gerizim.
这个是第三章里面给我们看到的。
This is what we see in chapter 3.
不在乎人多或人少。
It's not the numbers that matters.
在乎我们有没有站在神那里。
It really depends on whether we stand on God's side.
在这个四世纪第四章里头，
In chapter 4, book of Judges,
我们看到一个女先知以及这一个这一个女士师的兴起。
So we see a prophetess, also a judge that was raised.
那我们看到其中呢有一个呢，这一个叫做巴拉。
So here we also see a man named Bara.
底波拉跟巴拉说你要去。
Barak. So Deborah said, Barak, you go.
巴拉呢自己比较不好，没有那个胆量说你若同我去我就去。
But Barak was not as strong as her. He said, "I'll go only if you go."
我们看到当时的一个士师里面，他也要需要有一些人的帮助。
We see that judge also need people's help.
底波拉就跟他讲，我必与你同去，只是呢在路上呢，你的荣耀已经被人拿走了。
But Deborah said, very well, I'll go with you, but because the way you are going about this, the honor will not be yours.
这个意思是什么呢?
What does it mean?
当神的应许要给我们的时候,
so when God's promise to be given to
us, 我们如果没有勇敢的去拿的时候,
if we are not courageous to take this promise,
我们也许呢, 我们后来去拿了,
maybe we will try to receive later.
但是呢, 这一个过程的当中, 我们萎缩的时候呢, 这个荣耀就归给别人。
So in this process, as we step back, this honor will go to others.
只是在你所行的路上得不到荣耀。
Only on your way you're going, you will not receive this honor.
哎，这个荣耀跟这个属地的荣耀是不一样。
This honor is different from the earthly honor.
这是神要赐的荣耀。
This is the glory that God wants to give.
跟地上的荣耀是不能相比。
It cannot be compared to the glory of earth.
那么，如果我们认为说啊，那没有关系，我们少一点荣耀吧。
You say, oh, it's okay, we don't need all that glory.
啊，只要神的国度成就。
As long as the kingdom is to be done.
这个跟地上的荣耀是没有相干的。
So that the heavenly and the earthly honor.
这个荣耀是因为我先荣耀神，所以我进入了神的荣耀。
It's because I first honor God and I enter God's glory.
在路上里面呢，因为我胆怯不敢行的时候呢，所以没有进入了神的荣耀。
Not because on the way I was afraid, that's why I did not enter God's glory.
因此呢，当神呼召我们，神给我们有话语的时候，我们要快跑跟随。
So when we are called and there's word of God, we need to hold fast to the Lord and follow.
那我们就看到说，当时呢，整个啊，以底波拉的那个世代里面
，We see that in the generation of Deborah.
底波拉那个世代里面，他讲到什么大道无人行。
They talk about that there's a way, but no one's walking on it.
官长停止。
And all the princes or the elders have stopped.
意思呢是该有职分的呢不做职分的事情。
Meaning that those who have ministries, they did not do the work of the ministry.
有恩赐的人没有把恩赐彰显出来。
Those who have the gifts did not manifest the gifts.
所有应该去做的呢，却没有到位去那个地方做事。
So the way things that they're supposed to do, they didn't go there to do it.
底波拉就在那个地方作歌。
So Deborah made a song there.
那么底波拉在作歌的时候。
So when she wrote the song,
特别就把约旦河以东的那一些人呢，啊，安逸的那一些啊以色列人讲出来。
So she mentioned about those people who were settled on the east of Jordan.
也就是说，在约旦河以西这一边呢，啊，靠近耶路撒冷的这一边呢，他们有战事的时候，他们在那个地方迟迟的不过来。
That means that when there's war on the west side, where near Jerusalem, the people on the east didn't come to help.
所以在第五章。这个时候呢，我们就看到呢，啊，第十三节、三十一节。
This we get verse 31.
在作歌的当中呢，如果我们看到呢，愿意服事的时候。
So when they were in the song, it says those when there are people willing.
他说：“耶和华，愿你的仇敌都这样灭亡。”
Verse 31, may all your enemies perish, O Lord.
愿爱你的人如同日头出现。
May they who love you like be like the sun.
光辉烈烈。这样国中太平四十年。
When it rises in its strength, then the land has peace for 40 years.
那么爱你的人如日头出现。
Those who love you may be like the sun.
这一个呢，就是讲到如果每一个人有神的义在里头。
So it means that everyone who has righteousness of God in them.
还记得公义的日头吧
？So remember the day of righteousness.
这一个就是神的义在人当中。
This is the righteousness of God among men.
也就不会因为有约旦河以东那一个那一些啊，这个流变，他们在那个马拉西半支派的在那一边不敢过来。
So there won't be the Manasseh half tribe of Manasseh and Reubenites that will not come over from the other side of Jordan.
那么底波拉作歌说，因为他们怎么贸易很多啊
？But Deborah said because their trades.
他们在那一个地方很安逸，放羊啊。
They were able to pasture the flocks.
所以当他兄弟有问题的时候，他不愿意来帮助。
But when their brothers have problems, they will not willing to come to help.
你如果我们看到四世纪，他们越当的那个年限越当越少。
So if you read the judges, the years become shorter and shorter.
第一个开始的时候，我们就看到八十年。
First time we saw 80 years.
第二减半，四十年。
Then second time is only 40 years of peace.
也就是说，当四世秉政的时候，那年限越来越少。
So meaning that as the numbers become less, the years of peace become shorter and shorter.
我们今天就可以看到最少的那耶弗他。
So the shortest one was actually Jephthah.
妓女的女儿儿子耶弗他。
Because he's the son of a prostitute Jephthah.
当政的时间最少。
And the he had the shortest time of peace.
为什么？
Why?
因为他没有神的公义跟怜悯在里面。
Because he did not have God's righteousness and mercy in him.
他是一个勇士。
He was a warrior.
但是呢，却被社会上的一些观念呢迷惑了太严重。
But because he was so deceived by the traditions of the society.
包括他的启示。
Even his revelation.
他的许愿。
And his vows.
都违背耶和华。
They're all against the Lord.
那表示呢，他怎么样？好像看起来很有恩赐。
Looks like as if he had a lot of gifts.
看起来能够做一些很大的作为。
That he was able to do mighty things.
但是呢，不照耶和华的话语。
But he did not walk according to the word of the Lord.
或是说，不会像大卫一样，这个用牛车去抬夜柜的时候，发现错误，好好回去研究研究律法书。
So, unlike David, when David tried to bring back the ark and something happened while on the way with the oxen and the cart, he went to study.
因为他给我们看到一个很大的问题。
So here we see a great problem.
也就是这个大家很想快速解决的问题。
Means that God, people really want to solve the problem quickly.
却不从圣经里面再一次的明白扎好根基。
Yeah, they do not want to go back to the Bible to build up the foundation.
所以当我们看到第六章基甸的时候，
So we see in chapter 6 Gideon.
当然基甸也有他的问题，但最起码呢，他的动机里面呢，他本来不是错误。
So even though Gideon has his own problem, at least his motive was not wrong.
只不过他没有询问耶和华。
But he did not inquire of the Lord.
当然我们在基甸里面看到的他经常这个在要做事情的时候。
But we see in Gideon that when he was to do things,
因为太多这个自己的感受，
he had too much of himself,
所以他想要真正的有一个证据，
so he wanted evidence.
那么基甸呢，我们看到他把他这一个父亲的经营的那个偶像跟地毯呢给毁坏，
so he destroyed the altar that his father managed.
光这个勇气在他们的家族里面就很难能可贵。
So just because of this courage of doing this, there was a problem.
所以当神拣选人的时候，当剩下三百人的时候，他为什么他能够接受？
So why was he able to accept when the Lord told him he only wanted 300 people?
因为他得了印证。
Because he had received a fulfillment of signs.
他就勇往直前。
So he marched forward.
那么你靠着这个能力。
So by this strength.
那么在第六章十四节里，耶和华跟他讲说：“你靠着这个能力。”
So in chapter 6 verse 14, the Lord says, "Go in your strength."
我们一直在想靠着什么能力？耶和华的能力吗？
So we keep asking, what strength is the strength of the Lord?
靠着在酒榨里面打麦子的那个能力。
Is by the strength he had when he was threshing at the wine press.
为什么在酒榨里面打麦子呢？
So why was he threshing at the wine press?
你怕米甸人知道他们在晒麦子的时候来抢夺。
Because he was afraid that the Midianites might come in and take things away.
智慧的。
Because it was wisdom.
你靠着神给你的智慧。
You go by the wisdom God gave you.
按着这样的能力。
And this kind of power you have.
就可以去打。
You are able to fight.
啊，从米甸人的手里拯救以色列。
You're able to save the Israel out of the hands of Midian.
不是我差你去的吗？
Didn't I send you?
所以不在乎他的能力有多大。
So it's not how much strength you have.
在乎我们是不是站在神有没有差我们去的那一个方向里头。
So it really is in whether we are in the direction God sending us.
第七章的时候，我们看到，当耶和华带领这个基甸往前走的时候。
So in chapter 7, when we see that Gideon is going in the direction against the Midian,
招来了三万这个两千人。
So he was able to raise 32,000 people.
最后只拣选。三百人
，But only 300 people left.
对，第二章告诉基甸，第七章第二节第二节告诉基甸说，跟随你的人过多。
So in chapter 7 verse 2, the Lord said there are too many men.
我不能将米甸人交在他们手中，免得以色列人向我夸大。
To deliver Midian into their hand, in order that Israel may not boast against me.
对，神需要的不是一个骄傲的人。
What God needs is not someone who is proud.
从第二节里面看到，神不要一个骄傲而自负的人。
So God doesn't want someone who is proud and self-seeking.
如何在神的面前能够自卑下来？
So if we can be humble before the Lord,
这一个是很重要的。
This is very important.
就是说，不是靠我的手。
So it's not by my hand.
不是靠我的聪明才智。
It's not by my intelligence.
不是靠我的企业有多大，然后我建一块地盖教会。
It's not by how big my business I can buy a land and build church.
不在乎这些。
It's not by those.
而在乎我愿意给神用的那个心。
But rather by the heart that you're willing to give to the Lord.
这一个是神所用的人。
This is the type of people God uses.
神所用的呢，第一个他不愿意骄傲而自负的。
One, the people that God uses is not someone who is proud or self-seeking.
第二，神不用的是哪些人？现在你要向这些人宣告。
And two, what type of people God does not use?
第三节，凡惧怕胆怯的可以离开基列山去。
So he first announced to the people, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead.
神所要使用的也不是那些胆怯的。
And also God does not use those who are fearful.
我是自卑的人。
Or those who are self-condemning people.
神要谦卑而不要自卑。
God wants you to be humble but not self-condemn.
这一个呢，就是神第二种用的人。
So this is the second type of people God uses.
剩下一万人呢。
So there were 22,000.
神在考验。
So God still.
我们看第四节，耶和华对基甸说：“人还是过多。”
But in verse 4, God said to Gideon, "There's still too many."
基甸根本没有跟神说。神，你就不知道那一边人有多少人。
And God, Gideon didn't say to God, "Do you know how many people still there?"
啊，那一边呢，光他们带来的这一些骆驼都可以把我们踩死了。
Oh, God, Gideon didn't say to God, "God, you know how many enemies are there? They still have camels. I can even camels can step up."
没有去跟神讲这一些。
He did not tell God those things.
那么他按照神的心意而去做。
But he did according to the mind of the Lord.
他说：“你要试试他，我要指点谁可以去，就可以与你同去。”
So he said, the Lord said to him, "He will shift, and anyone who shall go with you, he will go with you."
那么我们就看到洪水的。
Then we'll see that they left their hand the water.
洪水的这一个呢，在神的面前，神带领他们。
So those who left the water with their tongues, God will lead them.
观念里面来看，我们就看到这一个呢，就是谨慎的人。
So what we see from the concept is that these are people who fear.
在神话语上谨慎的人。
Those who are careful.
会知道什么是神的心意的。
Those who know what the mind of the Lord.
那么随便放东西的这个敌人一来的时候呢，没有警觉性的。
But versus those people who, when the enemy come, they have alertness.
所以神要用的是他对神话语是忠心的人。
So God uses those who are faithful to His word.
我们看到整个的四世纪里面，就是因为以色列人对神的话语不忠心。
What we see in Book of Judges is because the people of Israel are not faithful to the Word of God.
So it's 偏离了神的话语。
So they departed from the Word of God.
还造成很大的问题。
Therefore, caused a great problem.
那么我们看到第八章，当然就是基甸呢制造了一个以弗德。
So we know in chapter 8, that's when Gideon created Ephod.
总是很喜欢看到一个有形的东西。
Because people like to have see something with a form.
啊，所以当我们基督这个。圣经的真理在往前行的时候
So when we see that the truth of God is moving forward
到了罗马天主教就怎么样就改变了
But when it came to the time of the Roman Catholics it was changed
什么时候改变的呢
When was it changed
第四世纪以后就开始改变了
After the 4th century
也就是说当这一个基督教不再被有这一个逼迫的时候就改变了
So when the Christians were not persecuted anymore, it was changed.
越逼迫，越遵守神的真理。
Yet when they were persecuted more, they hold on to the truth more.
这个君士坦丁大帝让基督教可以合法以后。
So when after the Crusade, they were able to legalize Christianity.
基督徒在整个的这个国家里面都是一个居高位的时候。
So when the Christians were elevated in the nation, and they
整个安逸的社会里面呢，我们就看见整个的教义就改变了。
Yet in peaceful times, the teachings were changed.
所以到了第四世纪末的时候呢，开始怎么样？有玫瑰金的产生。
So at the end of fourth century, there was a rosary, prayers that came about.
就是向玛利亚祷告。
That is to pray to Mary.
因为耶稣基督好像太远。
So Jesus is like a formless.
哎呀，耶稣基督还被挂在十字架上没有下来。
And Jesus was still crucified on the cross and not come down yet.
你如果看，大概可以最基本呢，不是100%的可以分辨。
So you may be able to tell most of the time, not
100% of the time. 挂十字架有耶稣基督还挂在上面，大概就是天主教。
Now, those who have crosses in their cars that have Jesus still on the cross, most likely Catholic. 空
空的那个十字架了哈，大概就是基督徒。
Most of crosses that are empty with no Jesus on it are likely Christians. 所
以耶稣基督在十字架还没下来，所以跟玛利亚讲一下。
Is because of Jesus has not come down from cross, that's why they speak to Mary.
还自己的想法哈。
This is
my
own thinking.
Don't
make it think it like a teaching.
那基本上是人的思维。
But basically, this is man's thinking.
我跟玛利亚祷告。
To pray to Mary.
让这个玛利亚去跟耶稣，耶稣基督现在已经在天上啦。
To speak to Mary, that Mary can speak to Jesus because Jesus is.
玛利亚在天上啊。
And Mary is also in heaven.
比较近嘛。
So it's closer.
他就跟玛利亚祷告。好叫做玛利亚去跟耶稣讲。
So speak to Mary that Mary can speak to Jesus.
这都是没有读圣经的原因。
This is because they have not read the Bible.
也没有有一次这个玛利亚看到这个水没有，这个酒没有了。
So one time when Mary saw that there was not wine, any wine left.
跑去跟耶稣讲了没有？
Remember he said to Jesus.
耶稣怎么跟他讲？
What did Jesus say to her?
妇人，这与你有什么相干？
Woman, what have you to do with me?
他不是说是。这酒席没有酒跟你没有关系，不是这个意思。
He's not saying that the wine has no business with him.
神要做的事情跟你有什么关系？
But what God wants to do has nothing to do with you.
神已经计划好的事情跟你有什么相干？
That is what God has planned has anything to do with you.
那么好，当然耶稣基督后来还是水变酒，其实不是因着他母亲的训练。
But Jesus later on still turned the water into wine, but not because of what Mary said.
意思就是玛利亚，虽然你这一个啊有一个乐意的心侍奉神，也知道神可能会有这个计划。
So even though he said basically that even though Mary had the heart to serve and he may know that God had a plan.
他的意思就是神的国度的脚步不是你来催促的。
But that the steps of the kingdom is not for you to decide.
神的脚步不会因为你催促加快一分钟一秒钟。
Not because you decide that the kingdom movement will be faster, slower.
的定点是比人更准确的。
Because God's location is more precise than man's determination.
但是人就是喜欢看到一个有形的东西。
But men like to see something that has form.
所以不但跟玛利亚祷告，也跟彼得祷告。
So they pray not only to Mary but also to Peter.
跟耶稣基督的十二个门徒祷告。
And also pray to the 12 disciples.
当然就没有跟犹大祷告。
Of course, they did not pray to Judas.
犹大已经掉这个自杀死亡了。
Because the Judas hanged himself.
我们来看到整个第九章。
So we see in chapter 9.
第九章就是基甸他的孩子啊，基本都被杀了，70个孩子。
We see that the 70 sons of Gideon.
这个他的妾所生的。
That his concubines born.
起来怎么样？要来这一个啊，这个亚比米勒呢，要这个为王。
Abimelech wants to become the king.
只有一个最小的孩子约旦。
The only one, Jotham.
他跑掉了。
He escaped.
那么就约旦很勇敢的在基利新山里。
So he was hiding in the Shechem.
在那个地方讲了几句，有一时树木要高，一树为王管理他们。
So he said, "Listen, there's one tree that want to anoint a king for themselves."
就对橄榄树说，请你做我们的王。
And they said to the olive tree, "Be our king."
那么这个时候呢，这个橄榄树它本身就是做一些供奉圣殿里面的膏油。
But because olive tree itself is to provide the oil both for God and man in the temple to be used.
这个职分呢就是这样子。他我怎么可以去越离这个职分呢
？So that's his ministry. How can he leave his ministry?
他的意思说，如果亚比米勒是神高他做王的
，He's saying that if Abimelech was anointed by God,
他怎么会对待他的兄弟这样把他们杀在一个盘子上呢
？So how could he kill his own brothers?On the altar like this.
如果是神高他做王
If God was anointing him,
他就应该按照这个职分而来
He should do according to his ministry.
但是如果不是
But if it were not,
你们拥他为王
And you anoint him as king.
有一天你们也要陷在整个的两道相争
So one day you also will fall into the scenario where you're going to kill each other.
那你可以看到这个约旦跑到基利新山不是跑到以巴路哦
So you'll see that the Jotham actually ran to Mount Gerizim, but not Mount Ebal.
站在一个祝福的角度去看这个事情。
He was standing in the place a blessing, not curses.
以色列啊，你支持这些人是在神的恩赐跟职分上吗？
He asked Israel, "Are you guys doing this in the place of curses or places of blessing?"
所以在第九章给我们看到我们的侍奉如何离开神很远。
So in chapter 9, it tells us how we can depart far from the ministry of God.
不在真正的侍奉上面。
Not in the true ministry.
示剑人跟亚比米勒是比较近的亲戚。
The Shechem, people of Shechem are closer to Abimelech.
这一个是怎么样？情感。
This is their feelings.
感觉。
Or mutual.
肉体。
And this is the flesh.
这个人跟我比较好。
This person is better with me.
哎呀，我支持你吧。
So I'll support you.
所以这一个呢是站在这样一个角度里头。
So this is the where they stand.
啊，以色列人啊，你是站在这个角度里头呢，还是站在神真的高亚比米勒为王呢？
Israel, are you standing in this relationship of friendship, or are you standing in the anointing by God?
所以这个自立为王的不是在耶和华高里面，所以不算在士师的这个里头。
So those who are anointing themselves.Rather than in the anointing of God.
只有短短的三年就结束了。
So in three short years it was done.
因为害人必然害己。
Those who harm others will be harmed themselves.
其中呢就讲到如果你用荆棘做王。
So it says here, if you use a thorns bush as your king,
荆棘捆绑你，我刺伤你。
The thorn bushes will bind you and prick you.
这个第十章里面给我们看到。
In chapter 10 we see,
当士师在兴起的时候，以色列就除掉他们中间的外邦神。
So when a judge was raised, they got rid of idols.
因耶和华以色列受苦，就心中担忧。
So because of the Israelites were in great distress, God was also grieved.
你看神很特别，就是第一个不按我们的这个错误来待我们。
We see here especially that God does not.Treat us according to our transgressions.
不再听他话语的时候，他心里会担忧。
So when we don't listen to his word, his heart is grieved.
神的怜悯里面真的是很大。
So God really has great mercy.
神为我们的生命不前进担忧。
God also is grieved when our life does not develop.
就当一个父亲爱一个孩子进步，而他孩子不进步那一种担忧。
It's the same as a father wants a.Worry over a son who does not grow.
十一章我们就看到耶弗他。
So in chapter 11 we see Jephthah.
耶弗他到十一章、十二章里面，我们就看到他十二章里面把这个以法莲人杀了殆尽。
So we see in chapter 12 that Jephthah destroyed Ephraimites.
耶弗他有另一种勇敢。
So he had a different courage.
肉体的勇敢。
He had theCourage of the flesh.
肉体的勇敢就是因为他没有神话语的供应。
It's because he did not have the word of God.
所以他说啊，谁迎接我，我就把我女儿献上，当作燔祭。
So whoever first to welcome me, I'll burn use as a burning sacrifice, and it was his own daughter.
连耶和华最不喜欢这一种人死人的是儿女惊活的这个事情。
So,
他说不知道。
He didn't even understand that God does not look.God detests that the living sacrifice human.
但却勇敢的怎么样？跟人家以法莲口舌之争。
Yet he was very courageous to argue against the Ephraimites.
把以法莲杀的差不多。
So killed many Ephraimites.
你可以看到他当政的不过只有六年。
So it was just courage in the flesh.
是当政最少时间的一个事实。
Yet it was the shortest time they had peace.
这一些呢都是让我们看到整个对于神的真理的一个很重要的一个 看见。
This is a great truth that we see in these passages.
神使用的人，
Those that God used.
神愿意他改变，
God willing that they repent or change.
所以圣灵充满的时候是要改变我们，
So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are to change.
对真理更加的尊重，
So that we have more reverence.
不是圣灵充满我们以后，让我们怎么样？像四世纪里面的水任意而行。
So when we feel the Holy Spirit, we are not like, supposed to be like people in the churches do as they will.
用他的话语再次光照我们。
May the words, the Lord, the word, continue to give us light. Let's pray.
天父求你帮助我们
Heavenly Father, may you help us,
让我们从四世纪里面
from the book of Judges,
看见我们现在的光景
see what we know,
也警惕我们
it warns us,
让我们不要落入错误的光景里头
so we don't go into erroneous ways,
这个警戒
this warning,
让我们走正直的道路
so we walk in the right path,
感谢你
thank you Lord,
奉耶稣的名祷告
in Jesus' name,
Amen,
Amen.